A Bedtime Story by Outlaw. As the sun set behind the sprawling mountains before her, the princess marveled at the vivid colors painted across the sky. Clutching tightly to her companion, she whispered,
"Look, Wolf. Look how the clouds seem to bleed across the mountains, as though the mountains themselves were holding them too tightly."
Her companion remained silent, as he was only a tiny stuffed wolf, and incapable of anything but being a comfort. The princess continued on her journey. She had but a little further to go, but quickened her pace, in the hopes she'd make it inside before full dark. As she entered the rapidly darkening forest, she sang softly to herself, a silly song in a tongue long forgotten, until she heard the snapping of a branch behind her. She looked behind her, but saw nothing. She paused a moment to search the woods behind her, but it seemed as though everything was long shadows. The princess continued and was almost out of the woods when she heard a deep growl. The hairs rising on the back of her neck, she turned around and called out,
"Hello? Is anyone there?"
Her eyes searched the woods, but saw only darkness, and the shadowy figures of tall pines. Suddenly, one of the shadows began to move, and came striding towards her, broad, big, and fast. She turned and started to run, but before she was even able to head towards the clearing, it caught up to her and held tightly to her wrist. It wasn't a tree at all, but a man with fiery eyes and hair as dark as night.
"What are you doing in my woods, girl? What are you here for?"
His voice was deep and low, and sounded more like a growl than anything. The princess stammered, her breath catching in her throat.
I was just taking a shortcut. I'm sorry, I didn't know.
Pulling her closer to him, breathing in the scent of her fear, the beast cut her off.
"There's wolves in these woods, little girl. You should know better than to trespass here."
"I'll take your apology out in flesh, and if you're very good, I'll let you go. Afterwards." He reached his giant hands down to her hips and picked her up, throwing her casually over his shoulders. As he strode towards the structure hidden in the back of the woods, he kept one hand around her waist, pinning her to his shoulder, and the other hand he used to explore the ripe, perfectly shaped ass, so easily reached. She begged and pleaded with him as they traveled, but he could smell her lust through the flimsy dress that covered her. Finally reaching his destination, he set her down, firmly clamping both wrists into a set of wooden shackles, rendering her trapped. He pulled off the now stained and dirty dress, exposing a body built for mounting. He bent his head down, toying with his catch, biting along her hips, the curve of her belly, the inside of her thigh. His attention quickly turned to her breasts, and as his enormous hands found a tight hold, he quickly made work of shedding his clothes. While the whimpers underneath him crescendoed into a mixture of fear and need, he positioned himself between her legs. As he pushed himself into her, the little stuffed wolf tumbled from her grasp, just out of reach, while the wolf above her began to devour her whole.